Matt, you're the chairman of the NAMA Boot Camp Committee, and it's already started here. Tell me what this year's program looks like.
Well, Chuck, this year we've got a couple of different sessions. We started last night with a networking session just to kind of get the ice broken for some folks who maybe aren't familiar with NAMA. We do have quite a few people attending this year's boot camp that are not NAMA members, so they wouldn't know anybody. But our goal was to let people get the chance to meet other people in that first event. As we go through the next couple of days, we've got sessions such as a producer panel, which has kind of become a mainstay for the boot camp, where we have producers answering questions of our audience members and a panel that will be moderated. And just to give a better picture for those who maybe aren't familiar with ag, we're doing some things on food and fuel, which obviously has become a key topic today. Reaching new markets, we have a specific session on the California niche market and how you might want to market and advertise to those types of producers out there. So try to bring a little bit of diversity to the program, but things that are relevant and valuable to the attendees.
I thought in looking at that, specifically that niche market session, that complementing that or in that same block is one on using new media, new ways online to reach people, too. Got to get that in there,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Well, describe the people who are here. Who are these people? Where do they come from?
A little bit of everybody. We have certainly the agency side is well represented. We have one agency that traditionally I think is our largest agency that brings a new crowd in every year of 10 to 12 new faces. We're fortunate this year. This is the largest attended boot camp in all of the 5 years that it's been happening. So we're excited about that. But you'll find some folks from USDA. You'll find some fringe industries that are probably kind of curious as to what's happening in ag right now. I was talking with some folks last night from Portland, Oregon. So clearly you'll find a little bit of pretty diverse crowd, I guess would be the way to phrase it.
Tell me a little bit about the committee that's worked on this. How long have you all been doing this, and how much work is it to put this one on?
Well, one of the great things about the boot camp committee, I joined 3 years ago just as a committee member. Last year was vice chair. This year now I'm the chairperson. But we've been really fortunate in the fact that the majority of the committee has stayed together. Now, I don't know if that'll happen again next year, but we have all worked with each other. We've had some real good folks who have some local connections with this event being in Kansas City. Having committee members that are in the local area that can pull together some folks to come in is really helpful. But we start just right after National. We start hitting it hard, really laying down a framework of what we want to accomplish. But we're talking pretty much throughout the year, making sure who's on board.
So tell me the benefit to NAMA for having this kind of an event.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think most people are of the notion that boot camp is just about new people and, teaching the new people about ag. One of the things I'd like to see us continue to do with boot camp, and we saw some folks last year attend, and they're back again this year, which is good. But we really would like to make sure that we continually make this a learning event, not just for new people, but for folks who've been around the industry for 5 years, 10 years. That's where we'd like to see it go. Now, whether or not we can accomplish that will be dependent upon the vision of NAMA. But clearly, we want to make it an event that everybody can participate in, not just new people.
Well, we have an interesting mix, like you said, of people here. Looking forward to a great session, and congratulations to your committee on having the highest attended one so far.
Well,
so.
Yeah, as the committee chairperson, you always want to be the guy that has the highest one, not the lowest attended one, so I'm very thankful. But as you know, any committee, you've been on several things with NAMA, that it is really a team effort, and you look good when you're the chairperson, when your team performs well, so I'll leave it at that, which tells you that.
And unfortunately, we don't get gold medals.
That is correct. But we do a hopefully a great program for everybody, and then that's our victory, I guess, yeah. If you will.
Well, thank you, Matt Caniglio with Fastline, chairman of this year's NAMA Boot Camp. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.